Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. We have a very entertaining and personal show today. My first guest is the late V.J. Thomas. We had many, many interviews with my friend of over 50 years, and this is the last one that we did. I want you to listen to it as we remember a great singer, songwriter, and human being, V.J. Thomas. Later on in the show, actress Linda Evans, Charlie Opler will be here talking about the real estate boom, country legend Rhonda Vincent, NASCAR champion Kyle Busch, TV host and author Brad Meltzer will be here with a brand new book about Abraham Lincoln, and Andrew Testa talking about Verizon's 5G. Now, when we come back, my guest will be the late V.J. Thomas with the last interview we did with him as a tribute to a great singer, songwriter, and a great friend. We'll be right back with V.J. Thomas.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just give me some talking to the sun.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. And what you're listening to is a song that is really a song that needs no introduction, nor does the person who sang that song and continues to sing it for 50 years. We're celebrating a couple of things this weekend on the show. Joining us right now is our longtime friend, V.J. Thomas. Hi, V.J. How are you? Welcome back. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, Ron. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Good to be back, and hope you've been doing well.
Well, I hope you are doing well, too, and your family. But, you know, 50 years ago, now, this is the kicker, all right? V.J. and I first met personally 50 years ago, and that song right there, and this is even harder to believe, my friends, is 50 years old. Boy, V.J., I can't believe that.
Oh, man, did we? Was that when we met 50 years ago?
Yeah, you were doing a concert up in Pennsylvania, and I was a disc jockey at the time. I know you were down here in Florida a few times. We went over to see you, but it was 50 years ago. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a lot of time has gone by. It's been wonderful. I mean, you know, just everything about Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head turned out beautifully, and even though I had laryngitis when I did the bicycle, bicycle scene, but to all these years to go by, and I've had the pleasure of singing that song, and it's just been wonderful.
A lot of artists have signature songs, and this, of course, is yours. Burt Bacharach, Hal David, the great team, wrote the song for the movie back in December of 69 of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But I understand that the Suits, if you will, thought the song might be too contemporary, too unconventional for a Western. They almost didn't use it.
Well, I understand from what I've heard over the years is Mr. Redford, Robert Redford, didn't want it in the film. And probably, you know, a lot of us probably didn't get this right away, but if they were making an art film. And, you know, of course, to us, it just was a Western, you know.
Right,
to Mr. Redford, it was an art film, and he just didn't want this, what he called this pop song in the movie. But I'm glad they talked him into it, because I think you know, with the way Mr. Bacharach composed and Hal David wrote his lyrics just straight from the heart, you know, I think the song was so good and fit the movie so perfectly. And the bicycle scene was just beautiful,
yeah.
You know?
It really was. Now, listen to this. The movie comes out, ladies and gentlemen, in December of 1969. By the 1st of January, okay, it's into the number one slot on the Hot 100. By mid-March, we're talking only like 3 months later, it had already sold 2 million copies, averaging 200,000 to 300,000 copies a day. I mean, those are big numbers. Those are Elvis Presley numbers, you know.
Oh man, I tell you, you know, when it first came out in October of 69, no one would play it. The radio wouldn't go on it. Scepter Records was in New York City, and they wanted WABC to play it. And they said, no, we're not going to play BJ's record, because they said he's singing a wrong note in the first verse. And, of course, you know, the people were set there, said, well, we guess Burt Bacharach missed that, you know. So anyway, it got bad reviews, and there was a lot of resistance by radio. But when the movie came out, as you said, it was such a good movie, and, of course, became the number one movie. And it kicked the song off, and then it sold, 200,000 or 300,000 copies for a few years. So, unbelievable.
And then wound up being an Oscar winner for the best original song. You know, I got to tell you a funny story. I was a disc jockey back in those days and, of course, played the song consistently. But there was a client that we had on the radio station that owned a furniture store. He said, do you play music behind your commercials? I said, yes, instrumentals. And he says, I want B.J. Thomas Raindrops. And I said, well, first of all, you don't have the rights to it, okay, number one. I said, but it's commonplace that you don't use a vocal behind a commercial, because sometimes the vocal interferes with the message. He says, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if you ever get the message. I just like the song. Do what I ask you to do. He didn't care anything about his furniture store. He just liked the song. I said, why don't I just give you a record, you know, and you can have it and play it anytime you want to.
Well, you know, that song was amazing, because it did just people loved it just across the board. I mean, kids liked it. Everyone seemed to like it across the board. It just and I think it was always an uplifting song to me. You know, that the rain is going to fall on our heads from time to time, but if we're free, nothing's really worrying us. You know, so it makes a good point. I can understand that.
Well, you know, in 2014, ladies and gentlemen, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences inducted that song into their 2014 Grammy Hall of Fame. And, of course, it's been used in a lot of movies, Forrest Gump, Family Guy, Grey's Anatomy, Arrested Development. But when you listen to the words of it, and you just brought up a good point about the raindrop falling on your head and you'll get a clear day one day. You know, it's almost very applicable to today's issues that we see in the news.
Well, I think so. I think it just is, you know, as I said, Hal David just wrote from the heart, and he wasn't really trying to rhyme words. He was just trying to say something from his heart, and I do think that it makes a very important statement that hey, you know, the rain's going to fall on us every now and then, but we're okay in the long run. And I think it does is applicable to the pandemic. I mean, this is something we could never have imagined or expected And really, I, you know, it's been stressful and frustrating at times, but I think we'll see the end of it, and we'll be stronger for it.
Well, for a guy like you who knows the road oh so well, it's got to be extremely frustrating, because I know that's where your love is. We talked about raindrops 50 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about right now with the great B.J. Thomas. But, you know, you had so many other great hits. Hooked on a Feeling, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. When you think back of a song like that, and, you know, people always say, well, if you do a remake of a song that was a hit once before, it's pretty tough to cover it and do it successfully. Boy, you sure did that. You sure did that. Well, so that's better than the original.
Well, you know, I was just in my first band. It was our band together, a band called The Triumphs.
The Triumphs, I remember that.
And we, you know, we just played, been out in the boondocks and played dances for kids. And so when we had this song, it was basically, it was a kind of an afterthought, because we had finished recording an entire album. And I said, yo, guys, I got to do this song for my dad. And so we did the Lonesome, and I had been singing it at our dances and things, and it kind of evolved into my version. And it's kind of funny, because I think at the time it had already been recorded over 70 times by just all kinds of different people. And, you know, why that thing, how it got through there, I don't know. I think people just connected with the emotion of the song and the honesty of the song, and, you know, I've always been thankful for that song.
No, and you do a great job on it. You really do. And, of course, you mentioned the group The Triumphs, so I had to go out and buy a TR-4, which was... so you cost me some money there. Hooked on a Feeling, as I mentioned earlier. I just can't help believing that Elvis Presley recorded and made it a hit again, too. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Don't Worry, Baby, What Happened to the Old-Fashioned Love? And my favorite... One of my favorites, I should say. Not my favorite, but one of my favorites. And we talked about this one piece before. Mama. Boy, do I love that song.
Well, you know, the guy that wrote the guy named Mark Sharon, who has since passed on, but he loved my mother. And, of course, he kind of just wrote his experience. He lived with us for a few years.
Yeah, I remember you told me.
And, of course, everybody loved my mom. And so he just kind of... Through our conversations and through the time that he spent, you know, with my family, he came up with that song. And I think that's why, you know, Elvis really liked me and covered some of my records, because, you know, the way he loved his mother was legendary. And we all love our moms. So, yeah, that's been a special. Well, I was just talking to some guys from Australia, and that was my first national number one record. It was a number one record in Australia. So. Pretty good song.
Beautiful song. We're going to pause for a second. Our friend is going to stay with us over another segment. We're talking to B.J. Thomas. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And B.J. and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Just when to come and see what you had done, Mama. Oh, Mama. And who's the one who patched your eye and told you not to cry, 'cause he was too big for you to try, Mama. Mama. And who's the one you didn't need to plead to give her time to the little league? It was Mama.
That's the song we were talking about before we went into the break, and I love that last verse, you know, where he talks about your mom, you gave your shoulder when you told her your first love was over. That is such wow. Does that bring back some memories? Believe me.
Well, it does really. It does really. And me too. I'm like you and most people are. I've got memories and feelings tied to songs, and I really brings my mom back to life. And then that's just the way she was. She was a wonderful woman.
They all are to us. 5-time Grammy Award winner, Country Hall of Fame inductee, over 70 million albums worldwide, total of 8 number one hits, 26 top 10 singles throughout 50 years in this business, and still going strong. Now, I see you on Facebook, BJ. You did a thing the other day with Amazing Grace.
Yeah, I did Amazing Grace for a friend of mine, the Community of Grace Church out in Phoenix, Arizona. And we put together a thing with me and the band. I'm doing some of those things on the Zoom or whatever you call it, and I'm doing a lot more of that and trying to communicate a little better. But yeah, that was fun to do. Tim Wright, my friend who's a pastor out in Phoenix, I did that for him.
I sing. I have a 15-piece orchestra that I do a tribute to Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, and we tour the Florida area.
Yeah.
Tony Orlando said to me, he said, "Why do you use 15 pieces?" And I said, "Because I don't want to make any money."
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
because... Well, I just started carrying the horn section again 4 or 5 years ago, so I usually have the 4-piece
rhythm section. Yeah.
And I've always had a great band, and they always got it done, but we started carrying live horns again, and there's just something about having that horn section that makes things a little better.
Yeah, and it kind of distracts the audience from me. They're looking at everything else, and the pressure is a little bit off, a little bit off base. But you know, when you're not doing this for a while, it's not quite like getting on a bike and riding it again. How do you keep your vocal chords up? I sit in my studio and I sing to old tracks, but boy, you know, how do you keep that all fresh?
Well, it's been a big drop, I'll tell you, and I've had to I've sung 3 or 4 songs for real in the last 140 days or so, man, I have to right now. I'm putting on my greatest hits albums and other albums that I like. I've still got a turntable and stereo and stuff. And I'm singing along with my records because I can really feel it. I haven't, you know, sung for real in such a long time. But so I'm having to work on it a little bit. You know, I never have really had to worry about my throat. It's always been there when I needed it. You know, I've depended on it for years.
This is a great problem, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to have, is when you have a lot of hits. But somebody like BJ has had a lot of hits. Is it difficult to introduce new material because everybody wants to hear Raindrops Hooked on a Feeling, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Is it difficult because you got to do those?
Yeah, I kind of have to do those, and I'm really excited. You know, I get excited about doing them. I love to do them because I know that's what people come to hear. So I don't like to put too much new material, or I don't do medleys or anything like
right.
that. But I'll do some old R&B things toward the end of the show, or somewhere in the middle I might do a gospel thing that I really have always liked, or something that I never recorded, or something like that. You know, I've been to see people before that I really loved and I followed for years, and I went to see them, and they did medleys of their songs, and they did a bunch of different new stuff.
Right.
And I don't think that's satisfying for the people that come to hear me. So I try to do all my stuff, you know, completely. But there's always a little room for us to do two or three things that just for fun, you know.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And if they don't do it in entirety, and they don't do it as a medley, which the medley thing just doesn't do anything for me either.
Yeah, I know.
But when they do it and they're tired of doing it the way they recorded it, so they do it in another arrangement. Not to put down Felix Cavallari and the Rascals, but when I heard him first time many years ago do one of his hits, I didn't even recognize it because, you know, he had a different arrangement. And when I listened to it, I said, this isn't the thing I used to play on the radio. People want to hear it just the way it was on their AM radio going to a drive-in with their girlfriend after a McDonald's hamburger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people that are coming to my concerts, they're probably listening to some of my stuff on the way in.
Sure.
So people remember, and that's what I need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Well, you're going to start touring now, no more this year. You're going to start in the new year, or you got some stuff you're going to be doing in the fall? It's hard to even determine because you don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, it's just impossible to see how it's going to run. What we're doing right now, of course, we had to reschedule everything a couple of times already. We're going to rebook and straighten things out when we get back on the road. But I'm waiting for the vaccine. If I get the vaccine and I'm bulletproof, and I don't have to worry about getting sick, then I'll go back on the road like I always have. But I think it just wouldn't be prudent to go back on the road for me unless I have the vaccine and I'm protected. I know there are a few guys doing drive-in things, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how safe that is because I don't know where my crew has been. I don't know where my band has been. If I'm at a drive-in and there's four people to every car, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know how safe that is. And I'm going to overprotect myself as much as I can. But man, believe me, when we get that vaccine, and I think it's going to take a while, of course, to get that to everyone. But when I get my vaccine shot, I'm going to be back out there just like I always was. Really looking forward to that because it has been frustrating and a little stressful. I worry about my band and I worry about everyone, really. But I can't wait to get back.
Great. Well, look, we're going to be talking long before you get back because we want to be promoting the dates that you are going to be doing once you get back. And I hope one of them is in Florida so I can come by and say hi and maybe break some bread after the show. But it's always great, BJ, talking to you. And congratulations on a golden anniversary, 50 years of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, sung by my friend BJ Thomas. BJ, you know you're always welcome here.
Ron, thank you very much. Thank you and your listeners for keeping me around. And all the best, my brother.
And you stay well, okay?
You too, pal.
Okay, thanks. BJ Thomas has been our guest. Great guy and a terrific act. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey, man, I enjoyed that. Good talking to you again. Hang in there, buddy, and take care.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is set to deliver his first speech in months in North Carolina. Trump is the keynote speaker for the state's annual Republican convention, and he's predicting a packed house. As far as what we can expect to hear from the former president, Michael Whatley is the head of the North Carolina Republican Party.
You're going to see vintage Donald Trump here tonight, and he's going to be able to lay out the differences between his vision for America, the America First agenda, and what we're seeing out of Washington under President Biden right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A federal judge is striking down California's ban on assault weapons. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez of San Diego ruling that the assault weapons ban deprives Californians of owning weapons commonly allowed in other states. California's Attorney General has vowed to appeal the decision. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And we are back live, nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today, and you're listening to the music from the Big Valley, one of the stars of that great, legendary television show. And our next guest is not only one of the most beautiful women in the world, but one of the most talented, and she's lived such a full life, and it's so nice to have her. She's quite a lady. She, of course, has been around since she was a minor child, just a child, nominated for an Emmy, star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, 5 People Choice Awards in Broadway. Joining us right now, formerly of Dynasty and Big Valley, the beautiful, see, I'm already tang-tangled, Linda Evans. Hi, Linda. How are you, dear?
Yeah, I'm great after that introduction. My goodness, who can live up to that?
But you see, I always say that when you're telling the truth, it's easy, okay? And when I said all those things, I've been doing this a few years, I normally don't get stumbling over my tongue, but when you're talking to someone as talented and beautiful as you, it's easy to describe and it's difficult to explain.
Sweet.
Well, congratulations on this new book. By the way, it's called Recipes for Life, My Memories. Linda, I have to tell you that I am not, as I told you before we went on the air, a chef. I could screw up toast. Believe me, when I love to eat. My wife's a great cook, but I'm clueless. All right, I read this book because you have done something so unique in this book of recipes that in all the years that I've been interviewing people and talking about biographies, autobiographies, and recipe books, you have tied stories to the recipes, and that is so unique that even a schmo like me in the kitchen love this book.
You just made my day by saying that. I'm so appreciative. It took me almost 4 years to do it because I just wanted exactly what you said, someone like you, that even if they didn't want to cook, that they could read it and really love it, so that I could just have, if people loved recipes and didn't want to read about my life, they could just get it.
Right.
So exactly. It worked. I'm so pleased to know it worked. Thank you so much.
Well, I mean it. The other night, we were at a function, a cocktail party, and I was talking about the book, and my wife says, you've never read a recipe book. And I said, I'm actually going into 2.5 teaspoons of this before I can get to the next story. And, you know, what a life you have led. I mean, you have worked with everybody. You've been with the White House, met the Pope. I mean, you have been through ups and downs, and you talk about it warts and all in this book.
Exactly. I wanted to be really, really honest, and I wanted to get to all the points of my life and share with people, quite frankly, what it's like. People think because you're a television star that you've got this perfect life, that, you know, success and money and fame sort of make you different than everybody else, and I really wanted people to know what goes on in our lives, just like with yours.
I think that's what brings people in, because nobody could picture Linda Evans looking nothing but beautiful and ready to go on stage or on camera. And you talk about running to one room to another in your pajamas to have your hair made up.
My insecurities and fears. Every woman has them, you know. There's nobody born without them. They just maybe cover them better than other people. But I wanted to be honest with it. And I also felt really fortunate that I knew these incredible people like John Wayne, who would give me his recipes and things like that, that I could share truly fabulous things that people can make at home for themselves. You know, it's hard times and people don't have a lot of money.
I really am in awe of how you talk so candidly about your marriages and your loves. And, you know, people like Rock Hudson, who you're on Dynasty with, and currently now with the composer Yanni, a tremendous talent, as you would know. And you're friends with legends, Barbara Stanwyck, John Wayne, as you mentioned, Tony Curtis. These are all people that were in and out of your home.
Right, and I feel fortunate to have known them, and I'm grateful to share all of these things with people. We're 77 million of us baby boomers here. We got a lot to do, a lot to say, and I think it's wonderful because we've got such medical assistance from doctors. I mean, we're going to stay alive a long time.
Yes.
And what are we going to do for the rest of our lives if we just don't reinvent ourselves and find something new to do, and that's why I'm hoping that people will get encouraged to know we don't retire. Maybe we stop doing what we've done, you know, all our lives because we're bored with it, but we could do something else that would be equally stimulating and exciting.
I think I'm in love with you because I actually have that same philosophy. I had a brother that retired at 62, and I was saying the other day, I said, what do you do? What do you do when you retire at 62? This is not like what I do. This is not right. Heavy lifting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And do something else, fine, but do nothing, I wouldn't be able to do that. And boy, I tell you, you have really reinvented yourself like crazy over the years.
Well, you know, I have a few times, and I think that we all ought to just get into the habit of doing that. And I think that what's wonderful is for us to inspire each other and to encourage each other to do this kind of thing, you know? Because what are we going to do with the rest of our lives if we're not doing this kind of stuff?
No, that's right. By the way, I would like to tell everybody that not only is this format to this book, Linda Evans, Recipes for Life, My Memories, is unique, as we alluded to before, but great color pictures in here, Linda.
Oh, yeah. I had a personal collection of so many photos, and it took me several years to get permissions to use these. Some of them never seen before. That's why I wanted moments with photos, some recipes put in and out of it. I'm quite pleased to hear your response because it's exactly what I had hoped people would feel.
My only question is, have you ever taken a bad picture? Because, boy, from the pictures in here, it doesn't look like it.
Hey, you think I'm going to put a lousy picture of myself in my book? I'm smarter than that.
Kind of a car buff, too. I like the parts where you talk about going into your dream car. I'm a car fanatic myself. And there's so much in here that is so unique. Flying with the Blue Angels and having lunch, you know, with Richard Burton with his tumblers of vodka. And, I mean, it just never ends. Just when you think that there's something missing in your life, you turn the page, and not only is there a recipe, but there's another dimension of your life.
Right, and I wanted to share with people that behind the scenes in Dynasty with John and everybody, the fun we had when we were, you know, when we weren't on camera and the outrageousness of what we went through. You know, having a career like this and meeting people, and Steve McQueen, my God, what a joy to work with him and watch him, and then, you know, for him to do the things that he's done for me. And it's just Kenny Rogers. I mean, how good does it get? You work with somebody like him, and he has the pizza delivered to your room at night because he knows you're an equal fanatic of pizza as he was.
Yes, unbelievable. And when you think about John Wayne giving you his very special Duke's crab dip. I mean, when you think of the Duke, you don't think of his crab dip. You know what I'm saying?
No, but he liked to eat.
Yeah.
He liked to drink, and he drinks tequila with a worm.
Oh, yeah.
I had never seen that before. I was like, oh, my God, are we serious? But, hey, it was great time spent with people that, you know, are no longer here. Barbara Stammack, my God, for her to not only to work with her for the years that I got to work with her, but when my mom passed, she put her arm around me and said, I'll be your mom now, and took care of me and was just there for me. I mean, she'd call me up, she'd say, okay, Audra. She called me Audra all my life, no matter what. I was Audra till the day she died. Never Linda, never called me Linda ever. And she was so thrilled when I got Dynasty. She says, now you're wearing the clothes I like. You know, now you look good. And she called me up. I like that show where you did that thing.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I kind of like what you wore there on the Big Valley. I had my own illusions about that, believe me.
You know, that was Nolan Miller, too. He did the clothes even then. My God. I mean, talk about.
No, he was terrific. Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, I know that you are on a horrendously busy schedule, but if you ever get the time to come back with us, I would love to have you. Certainly if you're down in Orlando, I'd love to have you as a guest here at Universal Studios. You're not only beautiful, but talented and a nice, nice lady. And the book is called Linda Evans, Recipes for a Life, My Memories. And the nice part about it is, as Linda and I discussed, this is a book of memories and recipes, so it reaches everybody. You've done a heck of a job here.
Oh, thank you. I will definitely see you if I come to Orlando.
Oh, that'd be great. And keep that baby boomer spirit up, Linda.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. The beautiful Linda Evans has been our guest. What a classy lady and sensational looks and a remarkable career. And her new book is out right now. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be back with more. Live all across the nation and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today, and very appropriate timing for this next discussion, because you hear about it on the news and it's just staggering to think that the real estate market is booming. I mean, last year, home sales reached their highest point in 14 years, and it continues with 2021, which is ironic that this is so good in lieu of the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic, or at least at the tail end of it. Joining us right now is the president of the National Association of Realtors, Charlie Oppler. Hi, Charlie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to talking.
It is amazing with everything that's going on in the country with this pandemic that sales of homes are so accelerated everywhere. Is there a correlation between the fact that we've been in this pandemic and the sales boom, or is that just happenstance, just by chance?
There's a lot of different reasons. Certainly, the low interest rates that we have has driven the marketplace. lower inventory has made it difficult, which has created such an upsurge in the marketplace. I think just people want to own a home. During the pandemic, you realize that you need an extra room to be teaching your kids or to work from. Maybe you want a little bit better kitchen, since all of us think we became gourmet cooks during the pandemic. Even though we're still in it, we see at least the light at the end of the tunnel. And then garages became workout rooms, basements became workout rooms. So I think during this pandemic, we value home a lot more than we used to.
Do you think that any of these television shows that saturate the airwaves, flip and flop and do this and do that, have any impact on it? Because my wife watches it, and she has these ideas of being in Graceland or something, you know?
Well, there's lots of things that influence our market, but, you know, one of the things I think about with these homes on show, everybody talked about open concept for so long. Now what we see is people need the functionality of the home to serve many needs, as I just said, with offices and workout rooms and kitchens and extra space. So the shows are, to me, entertainment, and you can learn and see a little bit of opportunity. But the reality is, if you want real information, you should speak to your realtor and your professional to guide you through what the everyday activity is in each market.
There's so many new things in technology that people sometimes forget. They got to go back to the basics. For example, you know, you go on the internet, you have these 3D tours and these pictures, and, you know, that's pretty impressive stuff. But you still have a lot of avenues to negotiate when it comes to not only buying a home, but what it takes to close on a home and all of the complicated issues that come up with home buying. So sidestepping the realtor, and there's a lot of people on TV advertising this, is not really the answer, is it not, Charlie?
No. I obviously, from my perspective, using a realtor really gives you the confidence to guide you through, as you said, one of the most complex transactions that will ever take place in your lifetime, and certainly one of the financially biggest ones. So when you talk about title companies and attorneys and home inspectors, appraisers, lenders, environmental concerns, you need somebody with experience to walk you through the process, in addition to being your emotional support. And that person also knows the market as well as anybody should know it. So whether anywhere around the country, the realtor is the person that will quarterback the transaction to get you home.
Okay, now there is a little bit of a catch here in the real estate market that I am kind of troubled with, and I think a lot of people are, and I'm sure realtors are a little confused about it too, and that is you got a buying market, but you also have a selling market. So you sell your house, you say, well, this is great. I got like 100% more than what it's worth, right? And then you go to buy something else, and you realize that all your equity is tied up in a house that the seller is thinking the same way you did when he sold it.
Absolutely. It's caused a little bit of issue sometimes for people that are trying to buy a home when the seller isn't committed to the next property. So one of the things is that when you're buying, you've got to be flexible with the seller's closing date, knowing that they may have selected a property that they can't get into right away. So that's certainly important. And when you make your offer, you need to know the structural integrity possibly of a property, but you're not going to sweat the small things that go through. You know, part of that process is, if I'm going to be a seller, I want to know that the buyer is pre-approved, that they have their financing in place, credit approved, verification of assets and job security, because the most important thing to the seller is that the buyer has the ability to financially close on the transaction.
Right.
Because they may obligate themselves to the next property, and they want to know that the buyer can handle the transaction.
I'm sure on frequent occasions that you get somebody that says, I want the house, and then they sit on the approval process for 30, 60, 90 days, and that is tough for the seller because it takes the property off the market.
Yes, sometimes that does happen, but that's where the realtor is going to make sure that they work with the contract, work with the terms, and keep the transaction moving forward.
Now, when you're selling a house, you want to maximize your profits. How do you do that? And from the other standpoint, if you're buying a house, how do you have the buyers come charging in, because in a crowded market, you've got something that they want? So on both ends of the spectrum, Charlie.
Yes, certainly on the seller's end, you want to make sure that the house is decluttered and some minor repairs, maybe some painting. You want to show that property at the A-plus condition to maximize the highest and best price that you can get. but also as the seller, you want to make sure that you make yourself scarce. Let the realtor show your property, organize the appointments, go visit a friend, go out to lunch, go out to dinner, be gone all day, and let the realtor set the appointments, because sometimes we've got 15, 20, 30 showings the first day it hits the market. So it's so important to understand that the process that's going to happen. And the seller also has to be coached to expect that they could have multiple bids, so that if you put the house on at Friday at noon, you might by Friday night have multiple offers, or Saturday or Sunday. And so we're going to try to navigate that transaction as best we can for the seller. And again, make sure that, as I said earlier, that the prospective buyer is mortgage approved, so that you take some of the concern out of the process.
And I'm sure that one of the big troubling points in buying and or selling a home, it's one that is relative to both the buyer and the seller, and that is leave emotions out of the sale.
It's no question about it. You know, the less emotional you are on the property, the easier it is to make decisions to go forward. But, you know, if you've been in your property 25 or 30 years, there's always going to be a little bit of emotion that's tied to it. Again, that's where the realtor is the emotional support for the buyer and seller as well as they go through the transaction.
Yeah. Charlie, where can we go for more information on this and some of the other stuff that we haven't got to yet?
You can go to two great sites, homeownershipmatters.realtor and realtor.com/real estate agents, which will give you a lot of information and help you in the local markets.
Charlie, anytime you want to come back and give us an update on the market, please do it. You're a good guest and a lot of great information disseminated here. So I appreciate you being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Charlie Oppler has been our guest. He's the president of the National Association of Realtors in a very confusing market out there, good for the buyers and the sellers. You talk about supply and demand, both are high. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Sam, it's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OceanSalmon, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Zedgy today. I hope that you enjoyed listening to that last interview that we did with legendary B.J. Thomas. Tough to put my head around the fact that we've lost B.J. this past week. He was a great singer, songwriter, and a nice friend and a good guy. Going to miss him. I also want to thank Linda Evans for joining us on the show, a terrific actress, and Charlie Oppler talking about the boom in the real estate. We're going to pause momentarily, but we're coming back with hour number two of Ron Zedgy today with Rhonda Vincent, Kyle Busch, Brad Meltzer, and Andrew Testa. So stick around because there's more to come.